Last Sunday, as you may recall, I observed that there were only 20 days until Christmas. So what that means, as we all know, today, 1 week later, there are only 14 days until Christmas, which means only 13 days to get ready for Christmas. That's less than 2 weeks, but who's counting other than my son, John? For me, that calls for another deep breath. So today is the third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday whose theme is joy. Joy. That's a word, an emotion that seems to often be thought of as fairly interchangeable with happiness. Perhaps joy is thought of as great happiness, but it's often thought of as something in the same category as happiness. Or maybe some would say it's more like delight, or maybe elation. I'm curious what you all would say if I were to ask you what joy means to you. I would love to hear your thoughts actually after the service, or if you want to take advantage of the insert in the bulletin and write down something or draw a picture of something that you think of when you think of joy. I would be curious to see those. But anyway, as with last week's theme of peace and the theme of the Sunday before that, which was hope, I found that as I thought about joy this week in preparation for the service and for the sermon, I was again of a split mind. As with hope and peace, I think we can all acknowledge that there are places in the world where joy seems lacking. And perhaps equally as true, if not more so, I suspect we can think of not just geographical places, but situations or relationships or even just moments in which joy seems or in fact is absent. Situations or relationships or moments that are distinctly not happy, where there's no delight, where elation is far from what anyone is feeling. Situations or relationships or moments that are marked by grief or sadness or conflict and chaos or loneliness and desperation. I think we can all think of situations or relationships or moments in which anxiety and scarcity and fear seem to outweigh peace and abundance and love. Without question, there are situations and relationships and moments and places where joy seems scarce, if not non-existent. And so in the face of all of that, as with peace and hope, how are we to talk about joy in this season? Because for some of us, all of that, or at least some of that, is not just a hypothetical question, not just a distant across the world reality. For some of us who are here, as well as some of our neighbors in our community, as well as certainly people around the world, it's all too real. And so is joy just another idea that we pay lip service to at this time of year? There's certainly a pretty widespread cultural expectation that we will all be joyful at this time of year and spreading holiday cheer. After all, according to Andy Williams, and I'm not going to sing, but it's the most wonderful time of the year. Is joy something that's really only available to people who are happy, to those for whom elation is overflowing and conflict is absent, to those for whom peace is present and love abounds? Or is there some way that all of us can experience joy? Even those of us who are in the midst of situations and relationships and moments that are not delightful, that are marked by grief and chaos and loneliness, that are weighed down by too much anxiety, too much fear. I think there is a way. I think that's exactly what this holy season is about. It's about joy in the midst of not always delightful realities. Joy in the presence of sadness. Joy in the face of conflict. Joy in spite of loneliness. Joy in the thick of anxiety. In other words, joy in the midst of the messiness of real life. But how? I'm going to read the passage from Zephaniah again, and I invite you to listen for joy. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast. And I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home, at the time when I gather you. For I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. Did you hear it? Did you hear the joy, the rejoicing? And not just by God's people, but by God. I'm going to read it once more. And this time I invite you, if you wish, to close your eyes and just listen for the emotion. Really listen. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst. A warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all of your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home, at the time when I gather you. For I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. Open your eyes when you're ready. No rush. So where's the joy? Where does it come from? I hear it in so many different places in that passage. I hear it here. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. We have been forgiven. We will not be judged for all of the times that we've messed up and let people down and screwed up and hurt the people we love. We are forgiven. That's reason for joy. And I hear it here. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. God is with us right here in our midst, in the midst of our lives, in the midst of the hard stuff, in the midst of the grief and sadness and conflict and chaos and loneliness and desperation and anxiety and fear and all of the other not delightful realities of life. God is with us in our midst. That's reason for joy. And I hear joy here. Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. There it is again. The Lord our God is in our midst. And not only in our midst, but God is a warrior who fights for us, who strengthens us, who gives us victory. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but God gives us victory. This God is with us right here in our midst. There's reason for joy. And I hear joy in this part. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing, as on a day of festival. What an image. God rejoicing over us. Rejoicing over us with gladness. God is so full of joy that God is singing and loudly and over us. That's reason for joy. And one more. I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home. At that time when I gather you, I hear tenderness and compassion and healing. And that bit about I will bring you home, that's beautiful. That's reason for joy. God, the creator of all that is, God who was and is to come, the almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, God, three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that God is in our midst. That God has forgiven us. That God fights for us and gives us strength. That God rejoices over us with loud singing. That God has come to be among us, to be with us, to be one of us. In the middle of all of this mess, reason for joy, even in the midst of not so delightful realities, even in the presence of sadness, even in the face of conflict, even in spite of loneliness, even in the thick of anxiety, reason for joy in the middle of the messiness of life, I say yes. God has come to be among us, to be with us, to be one of us. That's reason for joy. Thanks be to God. Amen.